You're listening to The Songwriter's Diary. In today's episode, I'll be speaking to Yusuf. Yusuf is an artist by trade who aims to create with light, purposely exuding growth and positivity through a plethora of arts such as authorship, photo, video, music, painting, and poetry. Thanks for joining me today, Yusuf. For some of our listeners who don't know about you, please tell us a bit about what you do and how you do it.
Thank you for having me, Makuka. I am Yusuf Dave, and I love art. Art is basically everything to me. And my biggest inspiration with it, I would say, is God. So through that, I found myself writing books, writing poetry, and creating music, and looking for more things to do.
So where are you currently based at the moment? And are you in lockdown at the moment, or are you free? Are you roaming free?
That's a loaded response. So I am currently in Chicago, Illinois. Generally speaking, a lot of us are free. My personal decision is to be mindful. Most times I'm in the house creating or just spending time with myself. And others, when I see spaces that aren't overly filled to capacity, I try to get out, enjoy the weather, and, you know, live a normal life.
What has lockdown been like for your creativity?
For me, it was like the perfect opportunity to try everything. Because I think when it comes to creating, you want that space, but it's so much that goes on in a normal person's life that when you're a creator trying to be a normal person, it's so hard to do that. But the lockdown basically was like, you can sit back and relax and just use this time to like recharge, or you can push yourself to go further. And I just found every reason to do something. And I've been creating since it all happened. It's been like a year now. Looking back, I've done so much that I didn't realize I really did. Like, looking at the content that's been put out, I am humbled and grateful at the same time, despite the circumstances.
So music-wise, are you a performer as well, or are you more interested in the writing aspect?
That's funny because early on in my career, I was always at the open mics. I threw events. I was encouraging people to step onto the stage. I find myself now wanting to just be engulfed in the creativity of it and remove like my physical being away from it so the art can exist fully. I'm not saying that I think performing isn't necessary, but I know that it's things you can do a lot more without focusing so much on that part of the creation.
I get that. I find that I don't enjoy performing as much as I enjoy like writing and coming up with new ideas for new projects.
Yes.
I feel that I get more joy out of talking about what the EP cover is going to look like, what I'm going to wear, like what the makeup's going to look like, you know, who's going to help with what, like who's going to, how the video's going to look like. But When it comes to performing, my heart doesn't feel that sort of joy that I get when I am just coming up with ideas.
I think this would be the word. The personal aesthetic of it just feels so good because you're looking at the details, you build in something. And I think with performing, you end up on the stage and you have to overcome a fright, or you have to deal with so many other outside circumstances that you can't necessarily control.
Yeah.
But in the process of caring for your baby, that seed that you planted, essentially, you're there for the whole thing. So it's like, it's so much more of a fulfilling experience, I would say. Because you can perform and tire yourself out, go home, go to sleep. The next day you see pictures, but you like, what did I look like? You know, like, you want to see yourself do that. You see yourself creating the photography. You see yourself choosing the makeup. You see yourself layering the vocals and the chord progressions and all of that. That just feels so much more like you are it.
Yeah. For me, I also feel when I'm performing or when I'm looking back at my performance, I feel very self-conscious. And when I'm creating, I'm not self-conscious. Like, that being self-conscious for me is an uncomfortable feeling.
Yes. I think that you make a very good point. It's almost as if everything that you see within your mind when you want to create is just, you go into that world. So it's very comforting. You know, okay, I want this to have a funkier groove than if I did this churchier organ up-tempo type of feel. And it's like, you can make that decision for yourself within that world because it's nothing like intertwining or in the mix of that. It's a safe space.
Yeah. And you have freedom to play, which is very important for a lot of artists. And having that freedom to try whatever in that moment.
Because at the end of the day, I think the whole purpose of creating is to experiment, right? So if we don't feel comfortable experimenting, how will we truly create something that's dear to us?
Yeah, exactly. Are you able to tell us a bit more about, correct me if I'm wrong, is it an album or an EP, The Elements of Life?
You know, in my mind, it's an album, but with how DistroKid and all those other elements work, I'll just accept it being an EP, The Elements of Life.
When I listened to it, I was just like, wow. Like, I felt like, you know, when you listen to certain types of like work or when you listen to certain types of art, you just feel like full, like your soul is just like has just been recharged for the day.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I needed to hear the water. I needed to hear the wind. I needed to hear, I think there was fire in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Fire. Yes. And my favorite one was peace. Like, that was just like,
I just wanted to say, one, thank you for that, because that was a very vulnerable piece in the fact of stripping down everything, taking off the sound barriers, taking off the structural barriers, and like you said, making it a space where people feel recharged. Because, you know, even when you're working on stuff, it may be for you, but you ultimately want to have a positive impact on somebody else, even if it's one or two people. So that means a lot. Thank you.
I was definitely recharged. I was listening to it because we're currently in lockdown in New Zealand, and my days have no structure. Like, I wake up at noon, go to bed at 3. Like, sometimes I wake up at 5 a.m., go to bed at, like, my, I have no structure. So I was listening to this when everyone in the house was sleeping. It was around maybe 3 a.m. And I just felt like I could actually go to sleep after.
Wow.
And another thing that I enjoyed about it is, you know, it's not always do you, you know, jump on Spotify and listen to a piece of work that is very unconventional. And what I mean is the average person wouldn't really listen to a piece of work like this. It's something that I imagine would be part of like an exhibition or part of like an installation. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Being someone who loves nature and also loves just the art of making sound, I really appreciated it. I got it. I was like, yes, yes. When that fire came, I was like, yes. I was like, yes.
it from, okay, so kind of breaking it down and what was my process behind it. The elements of life is basically taking every piece of life and applying it to the water, the fire, the earth, the wind, and thinking about how it is central to us as beings. Like, when you go outside, you can see a lesson of life in anything if you try to. And there's so many different sounds that go beyond just your regular drum roll or someone playing the riff on the piano. Like, car horns are sounds, leaves blowing are sounds. I just really wanted to take that thought process and apply it to the music. Because like you said, not everybody would be quick to be drawn to something like that. But if you listen to Heart of Fire, for instance, it's pockets of sound that you could create a rhythm on if you try. And it's like, coming from the background of like traditional rapping, a lot of rapping is, you got to do it like this, because if you go out of the box, it's going to sound weird. I like to go against stuff like that, because music is music. You just have to be willing to take the time to digest it. Even another layer in, a lot of the elements of life was my personal journey. Going to the water, refreshing yourself, finding cleansing, and going through those steps of grounding yourself and coming to peace finally, because you've found all your elements that make you who you are. When you come to that, you just enter a level of completion, which is why seven songs. It's your completion. It's who you are. It's who you're comfortable with. Your safe space, like we mentioned earlier. So that was like me taking the time to reinvent how I saw myself as an artist, because you can go through your journey and get comfortable and not realize, okay, I'm at a ceiling. I should push past here so I can see what else I can do.
Yep. I'm like, yep. Mm-hmm.
I've said this to a couple of people, but I especially said to my mom, when you step into being an artist, you don't get like a handbook. You just start doing it.
And it's, you just like, have to figure it out.
You gonna mess up, then you gonna do good. You gonna mess up again. You gotta be okay with that though, because that's what makes you a better artist, that experience. So dissecting the elements of life. Number one, water interlude. So I really like interludes simply because, like, sometimes you gotta let the music speak. You don't always have to talk. And kind of like a snippet into how I started working on music, my grandfather was huge on jazz. So that was like what expanded my mind to sound. And if you listen, you hear a clarinet playing. I like to call my clarinet Slim. So this is one of the songs that I put in the category of solo Slim, because it's like him having a conversation about how we like ended up working together, in a sense. The water interlude is just, it was me taking the time to pick Slim back up because it had been a while. And I really wanted to tap into, again, the stripped down version of myself, appreciating that I do know instrumentation. I did study these things. This is something that's important to me. I could use this to like really express who I am. And I just happened to be playing one day, and I said, you know, maybe I should put some water behind this just to see how it sounds. And I played it. I found a snippet of some water and I put the audio behind it, and it just sounded perfect. I didn't have to snip anything off. I didn't have to move the files. It was divine timing, I would say, like literally. And I was just like, this has to be the first song. because you get introduced to water. It's like, this is something that you have to drink to stay alive. When you go swimming for the first time, it's like, don't be scared. Just put your foot in, test it, and then try. It's a literal introducing and then like a cleansing of self over and over, which leads into flow like water. In this one, I wanted to imitate water because it's a powerful thing and it's also very peaceful and calming. And I put a scripture at the beginning of it just because it was a reminder for me that you don't have to be afraid of water. Because if you look at yourself, you're constantly growing. Trees are constantly growing. They need nourishment. Nourishment is water to their roots. So I just applied that logic to it when I was creating it, and it just became a thing. I remember sitting down and just saying, I'm going to add Slim to this. I'm going to talk, have a conversation with Slim, and I want to sing. And I just layered my voice, and it was just pure. I didn't even write that. Like, it's nothing on this album that was written. Everything came from me just sitting down in front of my laptop. It feels almost as if it was a divine intervention. Like, it was just dropped in your spirit because you were ready for it. And I would say that's another reason why this is such a special piece to me, because it's very easy to get in a groove where you can't write anything. I don't want to say you can't, but you just don't feel it. And if you don't feel it, you don't want to put it to the paper, because that creates it as like a living thing. I've gotten in a position where I see the music comes in seasons, and I just wait to see what that season sounds like. Sometimes it's going to be very energetic. Sometimes it's very introspective, and you just gotta appreciate it because you needed to say what was said at that time. And kind of diving back into the album, Too Nurtured, I was looking at how different things were at the beginning of the lockdown. The sun was shining brighter, the trees were like healthy, the birds were outside, the squirrels were going to get nuts. Like, everything was just alive without human interaction. And I was just thinking, like, the earth needs to be taken care of too. We, so in our own scheduling and our own movements, we don't pay attention to that. We don't think about how we're affecting it. And that was like a period of recovery for the earth. So that was just me literally creating a poem for Earth, and then also looking at human beings as like little Earths, because the things that we do affects one another. We get affected by others. So it's like we have to nurture self and the Earth, because we come from Earth. A lot of what we eat is from Earth, water from Earth. So it's like this whole, again, layered system that we all existing in together. So that was kind of my viewpoint with that. Open space. This might be my favorite one, simply because I grew up in church. I was in the choir, and singing is something that my family does. Not even on a like celebrity level, just being at cookouts, being in the house and the song come on. We love that. Because it's like this fulfilling energy that comes with it. And open space is just talking about vulnerability and like recognizing that if you want to experience being nurtured, you have to be open to it. Like, we got forced into being locked down because we weren't paying attention. And that caused us to want to create space for ourselves, to be aware, to be like, hey, put your mask on, please. And like meaning that, because before that, you wouldn't tell somebody to just randomly put a mask on. You wouldn't pay attention to how much space you have between one another. It's things like that that make us mindful of one another. Self-awareness is beautiful, but universal awareness, that saves lives. Heart of fire. This is the most personal one, I would say. It was like a soliloquy to God, I would say. Because of experiences in music, outside of music, and just trying to figure out your own identity. Being in a position to like forgive yourself for things that you didn't understand. Forgiving people, forgiving circumstances, and changing despite your past. Because whatever you do in your present is what's going to make your future be what it's meant to be. And just being comforted and knowing, like, fire keeps you warm. Fire can destroy old things. It's this rebirth mindset with that. And even thinking about the myth of the phoenix. It rises from its ashes. Like, that was just very, that was very healing to create. And then a lot of people were reaching out to me and just saying, like, they really appreciated that song. So it was a very, it was a personal milestone, I would say. Freed Air. Much like this wind, you are freed. Let me say it again. Much like this wind, you are freed. You cannot imprison wind. You cannot defeat wind. It wins in its flow. So how wise is it for you to blow? Triumphantly like this wind, sounding trumpets again and again, you are freed. I would love to hear what your thoughts are on it once I finish this quick explanation. So essentially, I'm fascinated by air because it doesn't have any boundaries at all. Like, you could get blown on over and don't apologize. Air go through car windows, through leaves, knock insects out the air. Air just do what it do. But that's beautiful because it's like, if you can be like air, metaphorically speaking, what would you do? How would you embrace that freedom? What would you create so someone else can experience it and make that domino effect for others? That's kind of how I was viewing it. And again, that was just another poem that came from the heart. And I appreciate the final outcome.
I like how there are moments where you talk about breath.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm meditating, or when I'm listening to it, it feels like I'm conscious about my breath. I love the part where you say, breathe. I think you say, breathe in that freedom. We need air and we need breath to live. But it's amazing how you can sometimes forget to breathe. That just like, to just breathe, like you breathe naturally, but I think there's a difference when you're aware of your breath and what it's doing to your body. And I also love when you talk about how the wind carries so much. It can carry a light feather. And then you also talk about how it also carries something as heavy as a plane.
Wind is invincible.
Wind is invincible. Mm-hmm. Wind is a lot like water. It's
quite literally.
It just does whatever it likes. Whether you weigh, you know, 1 kg, 100 kg, it'll carry you to you as it would do to the next person. It has no limits. It doesn't matter what you look like, what you're doing. If you're in the water, you're going to float the same way.
Yes.
If you're falling, you're going to fall the same way. I love the line, breathe that freedom in. I think you talk about freedom being within your spirit. it's an experience. To me, it's not a song or a piece out here on the radio. It's an experience. I imagine the whole album is very visual to me. I can close my eyes and I can visualize it. I can visualize myself by a lake or by the beach. I can visualize myself somewhere out in nature, just healing or taking care of myself or taking a break. When I listen to EPs or albums, I always try to visualize just everything. Like, I try to make sure that all my senses are activated when I'm listening to a certain piece of work. And with yours, I just visualized all the colors. I just visualized everything, which I really appreciated. It's not a piece of work that I would imagine being on the radio. I think it just wouldn't be appreciated that way. It's a sort of piece that you need to be sitting down, or you need to be in a space, like an art gallery, to just really and take it all in.
I really appreciate that you saw all of that just from hearing it. And a lot of what I create or what I wish to create is our experiences like that. Because I think if you can activate the senses, then you can make it matter long after the radio experience. You know what I'm saying? And that's what is important to me, even going back to saying that's why I feel like I should remove myself from it so it's focused on the art, because that's the vehicle for the message. I'm just like the person that's getting the download of it, and I'm giving it to whoever picks it up. And one thing that this album and wanting to create like that has taught me is be happy that you can share this level of understanding and I would even say intimacy with others, because people want stuff like that, but they don't know how to express that it's needed because of the fact that it's not the norm. And kind of rounding it off, Complete Peace was basically like, to me, that's that visual of being in a mountaintop somewhere, the birds are sitting in the trees looking at you, and I'm just playing Slim. And it's like, it trails off. My mom said, I wish you would have played longer. I'm like, no, that's perfect, because it makes you think, okay, what are you going to do after this? Because it's a continual journey. So it's like, the next time you hear something, I might still be playing Slim, chilling in the mountains, but I'm going to have something to say. One day I do plan to have this in art galleries and exhibits, because I think that is something that will help further other people's art. And at the end of the day, that's what I would like to do. But right now I'm just creating my own archive of works. So when the time comes, I can say, hey, let me work with you on this. I got the perfect song for it. And be able to, you know, extend that. Because a lot of the seeds that we plant might not necessarily produce a whole field of trees on that day. But later on down the line, somebody will pick it up. Like, can I have one of those oranges off that tree? So that in a nutshell is the elements of life. You get welcome to the water. You learn to flow like the water. Then you begin to be nurtured like the earth. Then you accept the open space that you have on this planet, and you're not rooted to one area. Then you learn to embrace your passionate heart, your heart of fire, because not everybody has the passions that you have. Along with that, you learn to be free in your expression, just like the air is free and it's blowing. And all of that makes you come to your peace, the elements of life.
No, I love that album. It's poetic. It's an experience. And it's just a breath of fresh air.
Nicely put.
Is this a project you worked on by yourself? Or did you have other producers or other artists work with you?
This is something that I did completely on my own. And it was the last project I made before I was blessed to buy a new laptop. So my old Google Chromebook that got a lot of work done for me, that was the last project I did on it. So it's very special. That Chromebook, been through it.
It's such a beautiful piece of work, and I really look forward to hear more of your music. I know that you have a lot more to share with us once the work is ready.
Yes, I'm already planning ahead.
And another piece of art of yours that I think other people should listen to is Mindful Lesson. Is it Mindful Lessons?
Yes.
Yeah. Again, it's an experience.
Because we haven't had conversations, I wasn't sure what music you were going to be drawn to, because there's so many different kinds that I've created over time. So it's just interesting that you picked that one.
So when I first started learning music, I started learning the piano and classical piano. And so I think just the way that the piece starts,
yeah,
I think I really appreciated that.
That's exactly how I felt when I heard the instrumentation for the first time. I'll tell a quick story about that. My friend Casmo produced that. And it was in her earlier years of learning to produce. So it was one of those SoundCloud gems. And I was looking on her page one day and I heard it. I was like, I'm going to write to this and then just send her what I finish. I ended up writing to it, but I didn't send it. But it was an open mic that we threw and I performed it there. And she was like, wow, that's amazing. I wrote because the music said something to me, and I liked the fact that it had Steven Universe talking. And it was just this very, it felt like family. Hearing that, it was just like, it felt like a song that should be encouraging and comforting. And, you know, just having that conversation, because if you listen to it, it sounds like he's talking to me, I'm talking to him, or I'm a part of what they're saying. And that's really important to me, because going back to what you mentioned earlier, if you can't write to it, then that's usually because the disconnect is between you and the beat or the instrumentation. And if you try to have a conversation with it that it doesn't want to have, it's not going to feel good. So you have to find what speaks to you. That spoke to me, so I wrote. And I want to say, late 2019, early 2020, I recorded it, sent it. And I said, I told you that I was going to send it to you, and I didn't before. Here it is. It's done. Do you like it? It's like, yeah, this is good. Okay. I'm going to put it on streaming. So, okay. Cool. And she designed the cover art. She drew it herself. So, yeah, that's how that came about. And I just really have fun with the pockets in the music and storytelling. It just, I got to sing a little bit at the end too. I always like doing that. She did a great job on that. And, you know, that's one of my personal favorite songs, just because of, I got to work with a friend. I got to see them grow as an artist, and it pushed me as an artist, and I was able to put out something that could enlighten others. So I just feel like that's a win-win all around.
I can tell that you're the sort of artist that thinks in art. You know, you probably hear music and you probably see or feel different colors.
Yes.
Know, how you feel.
Literally.
And it's so nice, like, being able to express that to someone else and, you know, for someone else to get what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about the music. It's about art. It was great talking to you, and it's been great having you explain your album and the artwork and telling us about your experience. It's been, I think, having artists talk about music, their art in this sort of way, I think as listeners, everything else that goes into making a piece of work. Mm-hmm. It's not just about writing lyrics. It's about, no, you have to meditate. You have to make sure you're healing to be able to be in a space where you can write about these things.
Mm-hmm.
And also being in a space where you feel comfortable sharing your art.
Yes, because you make it for a reason. And that's the beauty of it all. Like, and just want to say thank you for having me and, you know, asking these wonderful questions. I think just to kind of close it off on my end, that's what artists appreciate the most. Yes, money would be nice, but when somebody really takes the time to dive into what you do and asks you why, that makes all that tinkering, all that anxiousness, all that praying, that meditating worth it. Again, it's been nothing but a blessing, and I'm looking forward to the new episodes.
You were listening to The Songwriter's Diary. Special thanks to Yusuf for sharing his story. Please enjoy the track Mindful Lessons by Yusuf. Peace and love, love and light, love, Makuka.
These are lessons of the mind. Great understanding in time might be written in rhyme. Relate by experience. Hope you hearing this. Touch the spirit, it's verbal healing. Yes, you're not inferior, just learning your fearlessness. Lion gaining his courage, self fly with a stretcher. Yeah, new era of thought seeker. Words like heat seeker. Pass is sharper than meat cleaver. Pulling on the peeps. No, you're not standing for defeat. Heart full of gold, you don't conceive for retreat. Art cannot be beat. Heart in the music, it don't skip. That's the healthy flow. Water crashing upon the roots. What you need to grow. Yet it's on the need to know, truth be told, which feel it so. Don't interrupt the oneness show. Waves may crash, but the boat still float. Scooting out in the fields flow. Don't be down cause you had to grow. Dark might come, but the sun still shine. Create good vibes and return that light. Wash your soul and renew your sight, cause everything is alright.
I didn't want to hurt anyone. I'm sorry. None of them would let me help them. I had no choice.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
But it's okay to think about it.
Your mind wander, growing from your hunger. Spirit getting older, goals more bolder. Still going on, just like a rolling boulder. Early in the morning, working on your own. Sun hits your skin, realizing you're not alone. Nature egging you on, you can make it through the storm. Roots stretching further, getting looser in your soul. Graces from above soon come to heal the soul of you. Yeah, the soul of you.
It feels so bad.
That's okay too.
I'm here.